be brief. This morning we established certain things I'll just mention. First and foremost, that church is the called out. What we call church is the people that are called out. Called out of sin, called out of the world system. And they are called out and called unto the Lord. That's why we had what we call the church in the wilderness when Israel came out of Egypt. That was a church. So a church is not just because there's a name or because there is a doctrine that they believe. The church of Jesus are the called out. They are persons. They are people. And we also said very quickly that the intention of God was not denominations from the beginning. What he had in mind was a kingdom, not a denomination. And the reason was because the Holy Spirit was supposed to be present in everyone that calls himself the called out. So their thinking pattern, their belief system, their culture were the same. So what we had were church in Corinth, church in Thessalonica, church in Ephesus. There was no name attached to church. The issue of name came when people began to have their own personal doctrines, personal commandments, personal convictions, and then when there were rivalry between two persons, they now separate. Like I talked about the Anglican and that came out from the Catholic. The Catholic too had their issues. And I want to say something about the Catholic Church. Now, they say it's the first church. It can't be. It can't be. That was not the church. Peter and Co. were leaders over now. And I'll tell you why. The Catholic Church believes that as a priest, you shouldn't marry. So when they tell you Peter is the first pope, you know it's a fallacy. Because Peter was married. So that cancels that idea totally. You know, the Roman church were just, Rome was in charge. You know, I was talking to a young Catholic some days ago. I told her, she had her scapula on, and I told her, these things are man-made. This is not how the church began in scriptures. And that's why we call it the apostolic doctrines, because, not doctrine, please, because it was what they heard from Jesus. That's why it's called the apostolic doctrine. Actually, by the time I show you some things, even Jesus called the doctrine God's doctrine. His doctrine is God's doctrine. So, I was telling her that the Roman church had idols they were worshipping. Christianity became popular by one of their emperors, I can't remember the name. And then when he made Christianity the state religion, so that the people can flow, all the idols they had, the gods they had, they converted it, gave them Christian names. It was looking like a good idea, but you see, the spirit behind that idol had not been dealt with. Praise God. So something like Christmas was actually the day they worship sun god. And they made it a law. We call that day the day Christ was born. Now, you can see an image of a lady carrying a baby. That image existed as an idolatry before even Christianity came. It's been there. You will see it in Buddhism, you see it in Chinese, you see it everywhere. I'm saying this so that you understand. See, we have reached a stage where we flow. Everybody just flows. This is their belief. In short, even the opposite religion will tell us we serve the same what? The same God. And then many of us are not even moved anymore to pray for them. We have families who are in such places and we just feel that's their own way of what? Of serving God. Listen, there's only one way to serve God. And if they miss that way, you'll be shocked how many of your people will go to hell. Because you are looking at them and saying, it doesn't matter. Is it not the same God we are calling? It's not the same Jesus we are calling? It's not the same. When they wear scapula makes you a slave of that principality. They call her the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven is a goddess. It's not Mary. It's not Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. She's not the same person. It's a spirit being. A goddess, an idol that they worship. Are you hearing me? She's in charge of fertility. That's the same person they call in the East. They say she's a goddess for fertility. It's the same person. If you
go to China, you see, they'll put a, I don't know if you've seen that picture, you see a woman with many breasts. You see, and then you see a child. It's the same spirit. It's in all those, all those religions. You see them there. So when Rome took over, Rome said, name this woman Mary. Name the child Jesus. And let's flow. And all the idols give them St. Francis, St. Paul, St. Joe, St. This. And that's why they found it difficult to remove the images. Are you hearing me? Because the people were used to praying before what? An image. So they had to maintain that, but say they are praying to who? To Mary. And then if time came, they say she's the mediatrice of all graces. And it's a lie. Mary cannot be our mediator. We have only one mediator between God and man. And that mediator is Jesus Christ. Is there anything wrong with the mother of Jesus Christ? Nothing. She might be in heaven or Paris or anywhere. She's a good woman. But this one, fountain as her, is a devil, is a demon. She's not the one. Are you following me now? Nothing is wrong with the mother of Jesus. But somebody took her and then deceived multitudes. And that's why they can't stop committing sin. No matter how Ekali tries, he can't stop committing sin. He will not be able to. Is somebody hearing me? There is no salvation in another person except Jesus Christ. I have to do that history so that we are in the center of Catholics. But a time will come, you will be so shocked that you will just settle with your neighbor. Somebody finished 2 days ago. Yeah, we now miss. She did like this. And I called her. Are you a Catholic? She said, I'm not. Too. So that means they have been able to disciple her. Yeah, are you following? What is this thing I'm doing? What does it mean? What does it mean? I'm sure some of you are doing it too. Do you understand what you are doing? Meaning that you have come to a point that you also accept it. Praise God. Are you here at all? Are you hearing me at all? If you don't have this understanding, you will say we are one. We are not one. Until they have been brought out of sin, they are not yet a church. If they have not come out of the world system, they are not. And if you seated here, you are still in sin, you are not a part of the church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What makes you part of a church, of the church of Jesus Christ, is what? That you have been pulled out of where? Out of sin. Praise God. Established that. Go and get the tape. We established again that Jesus owns the church. Anywhere you see a man say, my church, that's not the church. Praise God. I say, praise God. See, you say he made it by mistake. If it's not in your heart, it won't come from your mouth. My church, my members. Did you die for them? Did you shed your blood for them? So the true church is owned by who? By Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? No man owns the church. But if a man decides to own the church, it is no more the church of who? Of Christ. It's not the church of Christ. Once it's a man that is in charge and everything, it's not Christ. That is what of our people that say they are founders. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. That if it's a man that owns it, and I even heard of one man that decided to sell his church. They are not hearing what I'm talking about. Oh, people are not hearing. He said he's tired. So he now called on that church to come and buy the church. And they paid him money. And he released the church. And told his members that my household. Praise God. There are so many errors, though. And the mere fact that you are still seeing healing, you are still seeing miracle, doesn't mean that God is an approver. He's going to take back his church from these men, from these women, very soon. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? He will take back his church. And we are in that era when this Baeltis prophecy will come to pass. Read, get the tape, and listen. There are so much we talked about this morning, I can't go there. Let's go to part 2 now. Acts chapter 2, and in verse 42 to 47. And I'm going to continue where I stopped. As we're looking at the model, the apostolic model of church system. Acts 2:42 to 47. Let's read that scripture. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were what? Were together. And had what? All things in common. We talked about this morning. And we saw that it's almost impossible now. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to how many people? All men. As every man had what? Had need. And they continued how long? Daily. Someone say daily. It wasn't a Sunday thing. It wasn't a Sunday Wednesday thing. They continued daily with how? With one accord in the temple. That person at the far back there, come and sit right in front here. And they continued daily with one accord. You in white, come and sit here. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from the house to house, did eat their meat with what? With gladness and what? And singleness of heart. Verse 47. Praising God and having favor with how many? All the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was that the apostolic model of church is a church that exists because it has a mission. It has an assignment. And I'm going to stress that now. Let's go to Mark 16. The church that Jesus established was established because he had a mission for them. It is wrong to sit in a place and you have no sense of mission. Are you hearing me? So that we now have what we call, this is pastors and this is the flock. There is a need to have a sense of assignment, a sense of mission. When Christ was given that Mark 16 assignment, it was not to pastors, it was to his church. To who? To his church. It was his church, because what he gave to the apostles. Okay, let me show you a scripture. Let me show you a scripture. Let's go to Matthew 28 first before we look at Mark 16. Look at verse 18 and then maybe up to 20. Matthew 28. Everyone look up now. 18, please, not 16. 18. Let's start from 18. Yeah, just watch something. The instructions he gave his disciples was meant to be transferred to believers. Are you hearing me? That's why the church is apostolic. What he said to his disciples, what he commanded his disciples, is the same thing he's commanding everyone that will be born again. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Verse 19. Go hear what? Therefore, and teach how many? All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. That word there is disciple them. And of the Son of the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 20 now. What will you teach them? Look at it. Teaching them to what? What should they observe? All things whatsoever I what? The things I kept telling you are the things you should do what? Tell them. So the demand I made on you, I made on all. Are you following it now? That's why the church is apostolic. I'm not talking of the apostolic denomination, please. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you that the church is what? Apostolic. Why? We are also running the errand he also gave to who? The apostles. Are you getting it now? The same errand, the same commandment, the same things he told them is what he expects the apostle to tell the whole believers. So the Bible now said the people steadfastly, how did they put it now? How did they put it? Eh? Continue steadfastly. How? In the apostles' what? Doctrine. And who gave the apostles doctrine? Jesus. So the things he commanded them were the things that the believers were what? Were doing. If he told them to pray, what were the people doing? They were praying. If he told them to go for evangelism, what were the people doing? Are you hearing me now? He didn't separate the apostles and say this. Even when that fellow said something like, we shall give ourselves to the ministry of the world and to pray, he wasn't saying it because the others will not pray. Are you hearing me now? Because at the end of the day, it was one of those sevens that opened up Samaria. Not this one, seven. And you cannot do that without prayer. He was teaching them about the kingdom. That means all of them could teach. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm talking about. Because they were instructed by who? The apostles. Who heard from who? From Jesus. And that thing must continue. Are you hearing me now? But it doesn't mean that you're an apostle. All that it means is that you have also learned what the apostles learned. You have also received the commandments they received. And you are running the way they are running. So the church is what? Apostolic. Is that very clear? The church is apostolic. So, Mark 16. Look at verse 15. Quickly. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go where? Go ye into how? All the world. So, you can imagine when the first believers gathered, this statement that was made to them alone, you know, they were alone with Christ, they now came again. They say, while he was with us, he told us to do what? Go. Let me show you Acts 8. I'll show you something. Acts 8, I think verse 3. See something in Acts 8. You will see that instruction Jesus gave, because something even happened. When Christ gave that instruction, many of them went to sit there in Jerusalem. They sat down. Nobody was going anywhere. They were trying to build a monument. Everybody was enjoying it themselves. But there was a great commission he had given them. Can I have that Acts 8? Maybe from verse 3. As for Saul, he made havoc of where? Of the church. Entering into how many? Every house. Hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Look at verse 4. Therefore, how many? They that were scattered how? Went where? Everywhere what? Preaching. Go back to Mark 16 for me. So, that great commission he gave in Mark 16, how many persons now carried it out? Everybody. The Church of Christ was not meant to have an evangelism unit. They're not here now. They're not here now. Even if it exists, they exist to coordinate. Everybody in the church should be a missionary. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Oh, you are not here at all. Are you hearing me at all? The church is a praying church. It doesn't have a prayer unit. But is it wrong to have prayer unit? No. But I'm telling you that the original plan of God is that everybody is involved. Can I have Mark 16 with you, please? Mark 16 verse... Yes. Go ye into the holy world, preach the gospel to every creature. Go ahead, verse 16. He that believes is saved, is baptized, shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. Go ahead, verse 20. And this sign shall follow them that believe. Excuse me. That are pastors, that are apostles, that what? So the minimum qualification for signs is what? Believe. That word that believe means that are saved. Not that they just have faith to, that they are what? Saved. Let's go on quickly. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with what? New tongues. They shall take up serpents. That's why you can't be sick. Eh? Tell that devil to go away. I know you've overworked yourself. This service will not end before that devil leaves you. Completely. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on where? On the sick. And what will happen? And they will recover. This is not, this thing they are talking about is not for one particular man of God. It's for how many people? Talk to me, how many people? All believers. Go to verse 19. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. He sat on the right hand of God, verse 20. Listen. And they went forth, and what? And preached where? Everywhere. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. Now write this down quickly. To make disciples, to preach the gospel, is the great assignment of the church. Making disciples, preaching the gospel. Jesus did this by three things. Number one, he preached. Preaching has to do with inviting people to get to the place where they accept Jesus as Lord. Number two, he taught them. Teaching is discipleship. What we call discipleship is teaching. That is, they have come into the church, they have given their life to Christ. Now we need to sit on them with the word. Are you hearing me? That's teaching. You concentrate the word. You begin to explain here and there. Preaching is more of the good news. You tell them about the good news and they say, wow, oh, Christ died for you. That's preaching. But in teaching, you are bringing precept upon precept about the kingdom, showing them the details. Are you following me at all? And that is discipleship. Then the Bible now added healing. Healing has to be there in case if the enemy tries to harass the people. Healing is not only from sickness, it's from any other thing that will cause discomfort. Diseases are things that take away your ease. God gave the church that mandate to ensure people live comfortably as believers. Somebody say, I hear you. So, Acts 4:30, Acts 3:11, Acts 15:35, we may not read all. Can give me only one. Acts 4:30, Acts 3:11. Now, this Acts 15:35, the apostles began to live like Christ did. He was going about preaching, teaching, and what? Healing. The apostles also were going that same way. And they taught the people. They taught the people. The same thing they taught the people. Now, let's go on. Because of discipleship, sir, every true church that is apostolic must have a system where people are trained. Because everybody must begin to walk like they walked. So there must be a program, not necessarily program, but a setup where training takes place, where teaching takes place. It might not be formal, it might be informal, but basically they are being trained. Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 8 to 16. And the training involves details, opening of what the kingdom is about, and then impartation. Imparting them with all they need, gifts and graces. And that's why I do that often. It's not for fun. Every time I just feel God's grace is strong on my life, I say, come. I'm trying to make sure there's something you are getting every time. It's not for fun. It's a call. That is the calling. If they will be effective, you must train them. You must impact them. Can I have that scripture? Ephesians 4. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity, what? Captive. And gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended? Where did I stop? Ephesians 4. Okay, verse 8 now. Let's go. Or 9. So, any church that is apostolic is mindful about training and about what? Impartation. It is not a one-man show church where they need to do deliverance. They say, wait for pastor, is coming. Somebody hearing me? Are you hearing me at all? We need counseling now. Pastor has to come. No, sir. That's not the apostolic church. The apostolic church had different machineries. Are you hearing me? Different people with different graces. And when their graces were needed, they come up. Some were trained by the apostles. The apostles were still around when they began to manifest what they carried. Are you hearing me? I hope you know that the apostles, some prophets started growing out later, who were not even there at the beginning. And those are the prophets that could stand and say, come on, for mine is coming. Let's begin to gather something. Somebody hearing what I'm talking about? There were people that were trained by who? The apostles. But the apostles couldn't see what those ones saw. Are you hearing me? So, it is a time, it's a system that trains. Let's get that scripture up so that I can move. Can we get it? Yes. Now he ascended to lower parts. Let's go to verse 10. He that ascended is the same one that filled up all things. Let's keep going. And he gave some what church? Apostles. Some what prophets? Some what evangelists? Some what pastors? Some what teachers? Why? For the perfecting. Someone say perfecting. Now, you see, this word saints is actually what the church is. Are you ready? Are you a saint? Are you a saint? What's your name? Saint George. Saint George. Are you a saint? What's your name again? Saint Philip. Wow. My own noble sweet Saint Babbage. No sweet. Saint John. Is it George? Oh, George. I thought it's Saint John. Saint Philip. Esther. Saint Esther. What's your name again? Adakole Saint Kai. You know? Oh, Saint Kone, no flow. Like what I don't name. Saint Adakole. Amen. Say I'm a saint. See, there was one error that one church, I won't call their name, I'm tired of calling name of churches. That is when you die, then I say, we can now call him a what? Sense. It's an error from hell. The people are not sent if they have what? Died. Then after 3 years, 4 years, I'm about to call him. He will now rise and say, we pronounce this one a what? A sent. He was writing to who? He was writing to saints. You are a saint now, not in heaven. Are you hearing me at all? You are a saint. Where now? You were here on Sunday. I told you, if you wear white, Would you like to be stained? But if you're already stained, do you care? Are you a saint? Only this man is answering me. Are you a saint? Oh, one of my sons is not answering. I won't call your name. But honestly, that's who you are. But I don't look like it. They call me Israel, but I'm still Jacob. It's not that kind of fight. God said you are Israel. But the Jacob nature has refused to leave you. So at times they say, Jacob, you still turn back. God said, no, I've made you Israel. But the point I'm saying is that if you are conscious of who you are, there's a life you will live. Are you a saint? Look at me and say it boldly. I'm a saint. Say it again. Keep saying it again, like 3 times. Now, see, the more you keep saying you are a saint, that consciousness will come on you. Saints don't commit sin. Somebody hear me? What are you? What are you? Hallelujah. Put your name at the back. Ay, 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 ay. Don't be afraid of that thing. That's who you are. If you are washed with the blood, you are a what? You are a saint. That's the scripture there. Give me that scripture. For the perfecting of who? Of the saints. For the work, what are they perfecting them for? For the work of who? So it is actually the church that does ministry. Are you hearing me? The pastor, whoever is the leader, is only a foreman. Do you know a foreman? Are you here at all? Do you know a foreman? Have you gone to where they build, where they are doing the construction work? Maybe there's one man they call the who? A foreman. Maybe he will wear one thing on his head, like an engineer, giving instruction. But there are days that he needs to also plaster the place. Is anybody aware of what I'm talking about? There are days. But that doesn't mean that he builds the whole place. Everybody's building. He's only a coordinator. Okay. But we now have a group of people. Only one man. Only what? One man. And that's why when that man died, it's as if everything has died. Are you hearing me at all? I won't call anybody's name. When he died, everything has what? Died. You saw the people crying, weeping. That's not church. That's not church. A church that a pastor can't travel for 1 year and meet the church have grown is not a church. You know, some pastors can't leave their church for one Sunday. Well, God will help us. And the reason is because they are not discipling men. 2 Timothy chapter 2, everybody. Verse 2. Chris, are you with me at all? Are you learning anything? Sure. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Can we read it together, everybody? Want to go? Read it like people that have life. Want to go? Start again. What? Commit thou to who? Who shall be able to what? How many persons are in this place? How many? 4. Those are 4 generations of the church. Amen. Paul is speaking. Timothy is speaking. Give somebody that can give from that person. That's how it should be. That is, they are pouring their life on each other. Are you hearing me? So that anything Paul can do, Timothy will do it. Anything. Now write this down. Every true apostolic model church has the 5-fold ministry at work. It may take them 3 years, 4 years, but they will train it. Suddenly you will know that somebody is being raised as who? An apostle. Somebody else is being raised as a who? A prophet, evangelist. That is, the 5-fold ministries will be worked. Talk to me. Will be at any apostolic model of what we are talking. You will see them there. They may take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, but as they are being trained, they will rise. Are you hearing me at all? So that it's not until we invite a prophet to church. They're not here. People are not here at all. We don't do a program and say, you're going to see prophecy now. Why? Prophet so-and-so is coming. Right inside that church, there's a prophet. right inside that church is an apostle. You know, I told you a story. I told you something of our mentor, my father-in-law. He said, God forbid he's in a place, they have to bring somebody else before healing takes place. Because in every condition, God expects all his gifts to work. How many? All. All the gifts. But there are some churches you go to, in 5 years, you will never hear prophecy once. In short, in 10 years, you will not get any sound teaching. In how long? 10 years, nobody can teach. Nobody. It's wrong. So, an apostolic model of church has the fivefold ministries, and not just that, and others. Now, let me show you 2 examples of what I'm teaching. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. Suddenly, there was a need in the church. They said, come on. What do we do? I don't know if we have that time. Okay, I'll do it later. Just see Acts 6, verse 8. As I look at the qualification for being a leader. And Stephen, what? Oh, you are not here. Stephen, what? What happened? And power did great wonders. Who was Philip? Sorry, who was Stephen? Sorry. A deacon, but their own deacon is like usher. Oh, it's not this kind of deacon we have now. Their deacon that time at the still was. That's their own deacon. All of you will sit down. They will be the one putting food to come and give people. So Stephen was actually a senior usher. A what? But did it limit him operating in power? No way. Why? He had been trained. He had been what? Impacted. What of Philip? Acts 8. I think verse 5. Acts 8, 5. See Philip. He was part of those 7. Then Philip went to where? To the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. What happened next? And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Why? Hearing him doing what? Teaching. And what? Seeing. He was speaking, teaching, and he was performing what? Miracles. Who? One of the stewards. Not Peter, not Paul, not James, Philip. Why? They had a training system. Listen, put it this way. They were raising men, not counting numbers. Write it down. A true apostolic church raises people. You are not just a number, they are adding to their figures. Oh boy, how far a church? We have grown by 500. We have grown by 50. Mm-mm. They were raising usable hands. So, the summary of what I'm saying here is that they are on assignment. Sorry. Okay. Their assignment, and that assignment led them to train and raise people. So, basically, sir, a true apostolic model will raise men. We do what? How you measure an apostolic setting is by the men that are what? That are raised. Not by the number. I will come to numbers soon. If we check numbers, you hear that, and the disciples did what? Multiplied. Not people. Who multiplied? Oh, talk to me. Who multiplied? Disciples. I'm not talking of a congregation you gather. And inside that congregation, there are people coming to those girls. The former church, you can't join them. Oh. Did you read it? That the people feared them when the son Ananias dropped dead. You can't enter that church and say you're looking for a sister. It's not possible. Praise God. Say if you go to that church, babe, stay there. Babe, stay the church. Have you not heard it before? Talk to me. Have you not heard it before? So they basically came to look for what? And they sat there and got a babe. It's not a church. I'm telling you, it's not a church. But if you're in this place and your work was to come and toast sisters or toast brothers, you may just fall down one day, you know what killed you, and I will not be there. But I know you nobody like that in this place. Is it true? Answer for yourself. Is it true? Nobody like that in this place. Praise God. Are you blessed at all? The next point quickly. I thought I would stop by 6. Tomorrow is Sunday. And I still have 2 points. Let's see if I can rush it. The Apostolic Model Church had heard to the apostolic doctrine. I need to explain this. It will help us. And I'm going to give you a simple explanation. Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 4 and verse 2. You know, I've been telling you that the apostles' doctrine is what they receive, the teaching. Now put it down. Doctrine is teaching and lifestyle. Teaching, lifestyle, culture. Put it down. When we say doctrine, it means what? Teaching, lifestyle, and culture. So, sir, anywhere you go to, there's a culture. Now, in church, we're supposed to have a culture. And I give an example. Prayer is supposed to be what? A culture. So when somebody says he has joined this community of believers, he must also be a person of what? Prayer. And that's why at times, for 30 minutes before the service starts, what do? We pray. It's a what? It's part of our culture. If you decide to dodge those prayers, you are not yet part of us. Anytime you know there will be prayers for 30 minutes, let me wait. Let them finish that. Then I will come. You are not part of it. It's our prayer, is our what? It's our culture. Holiness is a what? It's a culture. Giving heed to the word of God is our culture. Are you hearing me now? Every apostolic church setting has a culture, has a lifestyle, and they have teachings. Now let me show you something. So what is this doctrine of the Christ? Mark 4 verse 2. Look up. And he taught them many things. How? By parables. And said unto them in what? Okay, let's close. You people are not with me. Are you following what I'm saying? Jesus said unto them how? If you have a way of checking things in your Bible, you will notice it was only this place. I mean, in every other place, what you have is doctrines. What you have is what? Doctrines. But there's one I saw. That one is the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They also use only doctrine, not doctrines. And I was wondering, it actually summarized everything fake. Are you hearing me? They use, because doctrine is not many things. You may have what I call, I want to use a word. Either I use principle or ways. Inside that doctrine, it has different tributaries. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? It is those tributaries you see baptism, you see repentance. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? But the what Christ is teaching is one. It's not doctrines. It's one thing he's teaching. Oh God. Emmanuel, do you understand me? I said, okay, let me show you. Let's do some study. People are looking at me like this, and I want to close early. Tomorrow is another big day. Now, let's see. Help me. Let me look for some scriptures that will help all of you now. Give me 1 minute. I'll get you some scriptures now. It will help everybody now. All right. Now, be very fast with me. Media, quickly. Now, look at Matthew 15:9, everybody. Just bring it out. Take it off. Check the doctrine. What is there? Quickly. How many? Is it S? Good. And they called it the doctrines of the commandments of men. Matthew 16, verse 12. What do you see? Now, that's what I'm telling you now. Doctrine of who? Pharisees and what? So I was asked, because all through Jesus Christ saying, okay, let me do Jesus alone before I do this. Now, let's go again. Matthew 22, 23. Everybody, Matthew 22, 23. Read it as it comes up. Quickly. What are you writing? No, 33, please. Sorry. 22, 33. Quickly. 33. Quickly. Quickly. And when the multitude heard this, how many S? None. Mark 1, 22. Quickly. How many S? 1, Mark 1:27 again. And all were amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What this is this? Huh? What thing is this? What? How many S? None." So what I'm just telling you is that, okay, check that. Acts 2:42. They continued in the apostles. What again? Was there S? Okay, there's still one I'll show you. I think it's in Hebrews. Hebrews 6:1, I think. Let's check Hebrews 6:1. What do you have there again? Doctrine. So the point I'm trying to raise is that Jesus Christ has one doctrine. But now check the Pharisees. Check the commandments of men. Okay, check where devil's doctrine is. You'll see that it's doctrines. Where Satan has, I think that's 1 John or so. Let's see where Satan is. Oh, shalom. Hebrews 13:9. Eh? Are you there? What do you have? Be not carried about with what? Divers and what? So, whilst it is not Christ, you will see doctrines. Once it's a man doing it, you will see what again? Doctrines. But if it's Christ, it's what? You know why he did that? So that there can be uniformity in the body. The body is not supposed to have doctrines. Are you hearing me? The body has what? Doctrine. So the question now, what is the doctrine of Christ? Are you still with me, or I should close? Let's look at the doctrine of Christ. I think I'll stop there because of time. I'm not sure. But Priscilla, can we do that study? Mark 4:2. I have two places I would have looked at, but let me look at this. Mark 4:2. Give me. And he taught them many things by what? Parables, stories. And said unto them again, how? In his doctrine. So what was his doctrine? Verse 3. Hearken, behold, they went out a what? A sower to sow. Go to verse 4. And it came to pass, as he saw some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it. There's something I'm trying to get at. If I continue like this, I will not get there. Let me just get there myself. Just a minute, please. If I tell you what it is and I didn't show you from Bible, it's not good. I want to show you something that makes it clearer for us. Okay. Now, everybody look up. Mark 4:2, see? Eh? He now began to tell them what? The story of a sower. Eh? Eh? Is that okay? After telling them that story, go to verse 26. The whole story was telling them was to explain his doctrine. Are you hearing me now? Oh, are you hearing at all? And he said, so is what? So what is his doctrine? Nobody taught me this. See, search Bible, sit with Bible. When I say nobody taught me this, yes, I could have some reference, but to join the two, that his doctrine is kingdom. It was a search. He said, by parables, he now talked about his doctrine. And then he gave a parable. As he ended the parable, in verse 26, he now said, so is what? The kingdom. So the parable was to explain his doctrine. And his doctrine was what? Kingdom. It's not 10, it's 1. 1. His doctrine is what? Kingdom. Many of you looking at me have heard this teaching about kingdom, 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 kingdom. It's everywhere. Some people have taken it very far. But you need to have a basic knowledge. Are you hearing me now? And that's what we're bringing. So when the apostles were talking of doctrine, what was it centered around? Kingdom. But inside that doctrine, there are tributes. What do I call them? Tributes. That is, there are different. That's why I now said, I'll give you keys. What do you call them? Keys. Keys means principles. Are you clear at all? Look at Hebrews 6. He'll give you principles. Are you blessed? Tell your neighbor, I'm not denominational. Say, I'm a child of the kingdom. Say it very loud. Say, I'm not denominational. I'm a child of the kingdom. That is where I'm going to after these 30 days. Remove denomination from your head completely. And we will not grow, because that's where the danger came. I've seen groups like this come up. When they came up, at a point when they started growing, they also became a what? Without calling it. You're not hearing me. It becomes a denomination when you attach a man to it. And that will not happen in this church. And that's why I'm exposing you early. That people will be confused. Who is the pastor serving? If not for sitting position, very soon we have more chairs. A lot of us will sit like this. Sit like, then you don't know where the pastor is. Is that possible? It's possible. It's possible. Are you hearing me? The day they wanted to catch Jesus Christ, did they know him? Aye. They said the only way to catch him is by kissing him. Make one man. Somebody hearing me at all? Are you hearing me at all? Are you hearing me at all? I wanted to show you something. Have I showed you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even the one I know, you say yes, sir. That your yes sir has become automated. It's not from the heart. It's just. It's automated. So cool down. Somebody was sleeping. He didn't know what they were saying. He said, "We want to go to hell." Yes, sir. Let me tell you one secret. Any church you go to, after they preach for 2 hours, they didn't laugh small, run away from the church. Even God sits down where? And does what? Kai. Say, serious, it's a serious. People came with tension from outside. You allow them to laugh small. Look at Hebrews 6 now. Look at it. Hebrews 6 1. So I said, the doctrine is his kingdom, but they have what? Tributaries. Look at what they call it. Therefore, living what? How many S does the principle have? There's S. It's not principle. Principles of what? Doctrine. So, the apostolic model centers on what? Kingdom, not on denomination. And that's why there's no Sunday we'll not pray for the body of Christ in this church. It's not possible. We must pray for the body. The body is more important than Revival City. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? We must pray for the body. We must pray for the body. Are you hearing me at all? We must pray for the body. Our attention is the body. We are not one empire about to open up. No. We'd rather be swallowed than the kingdom be expanded. Is somebody hearing me? And nobody takes any credit. As long as it's glorified, it doesn't matter to us. I've had some very terrible experiences in this town. That's why I'm praying that many of us will learn fast. I don't follow that steps. We had a program here. I was downstairs. I saw a girl. I won't call the name of it. Please come for our program. I have something to do. What is it? It's just, sir. I don't go to any other place apart from this place. The place he called, the pastor or the minister in charge, the leader, came for the meeting. Are you seeing people? The girl said she doesn't go to any other place except that place. Now the overall leader was in that meeting. Our first program we had here. He was here, he sat there. One came one day. They were asking her to fill her details. Who was it? Any of those people taking records that day? I don't know the person. The girl refused to fill her records. He said, I can't come back here. She had not come up. He said, I can't come back here. No need to fill. Where I am, I don't live there. What kind of talk is that? What kind of nonsense talk is that? We have fought. I was in the Catholic Church when I was fighting people. Fight. If you say against the Catholic Church, you still fight. You still fight. You know, but it was ignorance. Paul said, I did those things I did because I was what? Ignorant. He said, but God has had what? Mercy on me. Because knowledge is how do I put it now? It's progressive, yes. And I'm telling you the truth. The only reason for this issue of separate meeting places is for the sake of administration. What do I call it? Not for title, not for name. Because one man cannot administer all. So I'm not against settings, but I'm against denomination. Am I confusing you? You in the center. Yes. You see who I'm talking to? Bartholomew, am I confusing you? Your face is straight like this. If at times it's entered, do small sign. Let's know we are communicating. You just do like this. That thing can mean a lot of things to me. Daddy, what are you saying like that? Praise God. I said praise God. So set up like this. It's not wrong for administrative. But let me tell you, no one person can provide for the whole body. No one person can. Especially when it comes to the place of God helping us here and there. No one person. So when you now come to a place and then you are tied to one place, tied. Praise God. I said praise God. I said praise God. I said praise God. There are churches that will tell you don't read anybody's book except the man of God's book. That's a cult. It's no more a church. You say what? It's a cult. Don't read anybody's book. God. Jesus' death will not be in vain. No. It will not be in vain. Can I hear the amen louder? Now, is that clear now? Okay. Now, quickly. God, I need to close now. Let's quickly look at certain principles of the kingdom. Are you ready? And I'm not going to spend time on this. What I'm going to share is very, very tiny compared to what is required. But just take this. Number one, only repentance can bring you into the kingdom. It's a principle we can't run from. You can be in a local church or a local setting and not be in the kingdom. What admits you into a kingdom is repentance. It's being born again. John 3, verse 3 down to verse 5. Two, it takes kingdom addiction to see kingdom additions. God will never, you can't benefit from the kingdom until your passion for it is clear to all. Hear me? Don't say you are passionate about a denomination and say you are passionate about kingdom. They are two different things. Oh, are you people here at all? Eh? It's possible to be passionate about a what? And not be passionate about what? Kingdom. And it shows in many ways. It shows in many ways. I'm telling you the truth. There's a passion for God's kingdom that is palpable, that is far beyond passion for a particular denomination. And God will not add. Seek ye first what? The kingdom. Not a denomination. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And every other thing shall be what? Added. I told you, this place is for what? Administration. Administration of what? Gift, teachings, and everything. And everything God wants to supply. But our goal is that you are part of a what? A kingdom. And you labor for a kingdom. And that's why we have reached a state, sir, that we don't have a problem with getting you born again, paying your school fees, and still permitting you to go to your old place if you feel like going. If they are real. We will not say because we got you saved and because we gave you school fees, you must come and be with us. It's cultism. It's not church. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? You are not hearing me at all. That's the truth. I will not help you alone because you are in Rivera City. I will help you because you are a brother. Where? In where? In the kingdom. I'm telling you the truth. Because you are brother in the kingdom, I will assist you. And that's why a young man came and met me on Sunday. He said he's in Boko. That he said, anytime I come here, when you teach, he says, as if you just carried my matter and you put it down. He said, anytime. He says, well, sir. He said, the last time you told workers to wait behind, he said, I wanted to join. But when I remember he says, reporting to one father in the Lord in Boko. He said, you don't know how to report to two different persons at the same time. He said, he couldn't go home. He said, he sat down. He said, he was listening to the workers' meeting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Remember that workers' meeting I called? You know, the speaker was down. So when he finished, before he could finish talking, I said, relax. You don't need to break out from your father in the Lord to partake in this place. I said, if you have meetings that clash, go there. He's been with you for 5 years. Stay there. I said, see a genuine man of God. Say, go there. Anytime you are free, come. We will feed you. I said, I will not treat you less. Are you hearing me? I'm not joking. There are churches that will tell you, come for 10 weeks. How many weeks? Before one demon will be cast out. If you go to a church for 10 weeks, what is remaining? Oh, you've not heard that before. I was in it. They wanted to deliver us. They told the guest, he said, you have to be gone for 10 weeks before this demon will leave you. If somebody leaves his church for 2 months, what is remaining? That's still courtesy. Amen. It's what? It's courtesy. Are you getting it? There's a liberty in the spirit and praying that God will bring. You know, some pastors who are afraid, who would have benefited here, they're afraid they will carry their members. Do we have members? Do we have members? Hold on. There's a church that invited me in this town. Big church. And some of the leaders were angry. They said, how can you invite this man that is here? You want him to come and pack our people? So we made like mounted the pulpit. The first prophecy, I think they landed in one of them. It has happened twice. One happened in Port Harcourt. The person that fought that I will not come for that meeting. I'm not joking. A core group member. No! You can't bring this person here. He has left sin. He can't be here. They said, I didn't know him. So when I started, you know me, you know God, then he used to know how to deal with some people for me. So when the next thing I saw was his wife. I saw her. I didn't know him. Oh, I don't know him. But I'm not showing you that the wife was the first person the prophecy located. That woman there, see what I saw now that will happen to you. She ran out. He's true man of God. He's true man of God. As he was jumping, the husband who was fighting me in the core group ran out. So I saw one of my mentors in that church. So he was just doing his head like this. So when the service ended, he said, that man you saw is the one that fought you most. And is the first person to benefit. Is that not foolishness? Because of demon nations. Someone said demon nation. Denomination is demon nations. I want to indoctrinate you people. You will hate denomination. It is not biblical. I hope you hear what I'm talking about. It's not. Praise God. I say praise God. So, kingdom addiction, not denominational addiction. If you want to benefit, love the kingdom. Pursue for the kingdom. Fight for the kingdom. Number three, submission to God, not as your savior, but as your king. In the kingdom, we don't submit to God as savior. We submit to him as who? As king. And in the kingdom, you see God as a who? And where the king's word is, there is what, church? Power. So, kingdom people are submissive people. They call him Lord, not just Savior. So they don't go about, come and wash me, come and wash me. My Savior, Savior, Savior. That is the beginning stage of Christianity. But you must begin to call him what? Lord. You don't say no to Lord. The day Peter told him no, that was the end of Peter's ministry. He said, no, Lord, I've never eaten on. No and Lord, it doesn't work together. When Lord speaks, he doesn't change what he has said. That's the kingdom. God is seen as king. I'm going to stop here. I have two more, but I will not continue. Okay. Yes, I have two more. but I can't continue. I'll stop here. Let's continue. Let me finish the principles. What I mean, I still have two aspects of the apostolic model, which I can't teach now. We must listen. Every true kingdom child advances the kingdom, not his empire. His goal is to increase people coming to the kingdom. He sets them free and then gives them opportunity to go to where they want to go to. You don't win souls so that your church will increase. That's not why we win souls. Are you hearing me? On the last day in heaven, we'll be surprised. There are some churches are filled with people's converts, not their converts. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. It's on that last day you will line up and see the crowd. And you say, who is that man? You don't even know his name. I know a popular preacher, very popular. I won't call his name. He was sitting there one day and looked at all his workers. And he was trying to find out, tell me your origin. Who led you to Christ? Evangelist Oguche. Who led you to Christ? Evangelist Oguche. Who led you to Christ? He discovered that everybody in his workforce was Evangelist Oguche converts. They were not with Evangelist Oguche, they were with him. They are still with him. It was that time he now had respect for Evangelist Oguche. Because Evangelist Oguche is not on Facebook, he's not anywhere that time. But his products were where? Everywhere. Even, what's his name? This popular musician, you know. What's his name? Always his baby. You will hear him in Dunamis, but his evangelist, just baby. Are you hearing me? Heaven will bear record that day. He may be quiet on the earth, but heaven is shouting about that. Be kingdom conscious. Don't be empire conscious. It's not about you. Are you blessed at all? Write this down. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. Faith is the currency. That is what we spend in the kingdom. What number is that now? What number? 5. Love and sacrifice is the language spoken in the kingdom. Love and what? And sacrifice. That's our language in the kingdom. Write this down. God's kingdom is characterized by righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That should be Romans 14 or so, or 15. Number what? 7 or 6? What number am I, please? God's kingdom is established by power. It's not in words. Power to displace demons and powers holding people down. Hey, now even 3 remains. I'm telling you, 3 is still remaining. 3 major matters. And we don't have service in the evening tomorrow, so I don't know what to do. And tomorrow I'm teaching something else in church. Or should I do apostolic model tomorrow and postpone that other one? Okay, let me pray. If the Lord permits me, I will continue tomorrow. Were you blessed? Were you really blessed? Rise to your feet. Let's pray. I thought we would close earlier than this. We'll pray sharp. Is the communion ready? Lift your hands, everybody. Listen to me, church. Listen. We are entering a season where God will be looking for kingdom people. What's he looking for? Talk to me. What's God looking for? He's tired of denominations. He's tired of their fighting, their competition. Are you hearing me? God is tired. He's looking for men that their interest is his kingdom. Lift your hands, everybody. In 1 minute, say, Father, baptize me with kingdom-mindedness. Please, I beg you to pray that prayer away. That's the only prayer. Baptize me with kingdom-mindedness. Baptize me with kingdom-mindedness. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What is kingdom? What does the kingdom of God mean? You. It's you I'm talking to. You. Charity. Give her the phone. What is God's kingdom? Say anything. Fast. I want to close. Yeah? It's his doctrine. I like that. Yes, sir. Yes. Kaya. The domain where God is king. Now lift your hand. That's why I asked. Say, Father,
Father,
rule in Makurdi,
rule in Makurdi,
rule in Benue State,
rule in Benue,
rule in Nigeria,
rule in Nigeria.
Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Pray
let your
for
kingdom come.
Tirelessness of Jesus.
Man.
Let it enter your life.
Amen.
How many of you know for 72 hours Jesus stood preaching, he didn't stop? How many hours? 72 hours. It was him that was pitying the people. He said, if I leave them, they will faint. I have kept them. And then you, how many hours are you doing per day? I'm going to rest. Lift your hand. Say, Father,
Father,
the energy of the Christ.
The energy of the Christ.
I carry it in my inside.
I carry it in my
open
inside.
Open your mouth and pray.
The energy of Jesus. Shepaleka brazata latina. Ekapana brazepalina. Eshepekwata zibali. Leparapatish. Ikapaparata. Shepakepate parepate kaziparlita. Ikapila ziparina.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands now. I release upon you the grace that was in Christ.
Amen.
You will teach the gospel.
Amen.
You will preach the gospel.
Amen.
You will heal the sick.
Amen.
I speak to you, do ministry.
Amen.
Do the work of a minister.
Amen.
I release Christ on your life.
Amen.
May you teach the word of God.
Amen.
May you preach the gospel.
Amen.
May you heal the sick.
Amen.
Are you ready again? May you teach the word of God.
Amen.
May you preach the gospel.
Amen.
May you heal the sick.
Amen.
In 30 seconds, pray that into your life. I am a minister of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The communion table.